And if you like fine clothes as well, you can find some at the Say Yes to the Prom Dress event that's coming up April 7th, 8th, and 9th at the Greater Victory Christian Ministries in Lorain. And our next guest knows all about that Say Yes to the Prom Dress event coming up. Sandra Ballard joining us. Sandra, thank you very much for your time. Tell us all about this event. This looks like a lot of fun.
Well, thank you. First of all, I want to say thanks to you all for inviting me on the show. I truly appreciate it. And we are so excited to see high school students come out, look at the dresses. We have over 200 dresses, shoes, accessories, anything you need. We are trying to make your day fabulous.
Well, tell us about some of these items that are going to be available at this Say Yes to the Prom Dress event, because it really does sound pretty intriguing. You guys, as you mentioned, you have shoes, you have prom dresses. Are you guys still in the process of accepting donations for this event, or do you guys have pretty much all you need already?
Absolutely. We're taking donations until April 1st. Monetary donations, gift cards, makeup, dresses, shoes, whatever you have to offer us, we'll take it.
And
you can give me a call.
Go ahead.
At 440-670-3517. That's 440-670-3517.
Okay, so if folks are interested in donating in any way, shape, or form, call Sandra at
440-670-3517. That's it.
All right, fantastic. No, that sounds like great stuff. And I know you guys are doing this in association with PACE and the Louis R. Johnson Memorial Fund as well. Boy,
yes.
It seems like there's going to be something for just about everyone here. And I know you guys are expecting a very large turnout, and that's why you guys have kind of put some guidelines on this as well. Could you elaborate on some of those guidelines?
Well, it's open to any high school student or anyone attending the prom. We'd just like for you to bring your ID, your school ID. And students, if you're under 18, we ask that you be accompanied by an adult. Other than that, anybody can show up.
Sandra, where did the idea for this come, and how did you guys get it all together?
Well, Louise R. Johnson is my mother. She passed away in 2010. So we decided to do something in memory of her. For that first year after her death, people were always talking about how she impacted their lives. So I thought, hey, wait a minute. We need to do something. Let's donate to the American Heart Association. And my husband said, Sandra, your mom is bigger than that. You need to do a little bit more. Let's keep something going. Let's start a foundation in her name. So that's how we came about the Louise R. Johnson Memorial Fund. We're trying to raise money for scholarships so that we'll be able to give to students so that they can attend college in the future. That's how we started out on this endeavor.
Of course, this is a tremendous event. I think this is really cool. As a former high school student, I think anyone can tell you during the prom season, there's a lot of pressure to try and get that tux, perfect dress, and you guys are giving kids an opportunity. Yeah.
Yeah, and we have some, I don't want people to think that they're just used dresses, because we absolutely have some new dresses as well as used dresses. So they can come and find things with price tags still on them.
Okay, yeah, it sounds like there are a lot of options here as well, too. And, well, I think it's really cool when you take a look at all the options that are out there, too. And I think I have an idea as to how a lot of this came about, too. I mean, I think the name of it's obviously very, very impressive, Say Yes to the Prom Dress. I'm guessing that's kind of an extension off of the show, right, where it's Say Yes to the Dress. They talk about wedding dresses?
Absolutely. My daughter came up with that. She loved the show, and so last year when the girls came, every time they came out and decided they would take a dress, she would say, are you saying yes to the dress? Are you saying yes to the dress? So that's how that got started.
I got to admit, when you watch that show, it is catchy, I'll say.
Oh,
my
yeah.
wife makes me watch it, and I enjoy it. But it's going to be something special for you guys, too, when you see these youngsters come in there and they find that perfect dress from you guys.
Right, and the smiles and the look on their faces as well as their parents, because we're actually giving them a wonderful dress, but we're also alleviating some of the financial burdens that families may have during this time, because prom can be extremely expensive. Not only are we giving away dresses, but the girls last year all received some type of gift card, be it for free hairdo or flowers, anything. We had it. We gave it out, and they were able to receive that. So not only can you get a dress, but you can also get some good prizes and some good gifts as well.
Along with the dresses, it says you guys have shoes and accessories there for them as well?
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
That sounds really awesome. We're talking with Sandra Ballard of the Say Yes to the Prom Dress event. Again, it's going to be April 7th, 8th, and 9th at Greater Victory Christian Ministries in Lorain. And, boy, this is really kind of cool. You talked about there about how, you know, boy, prom, it's a really cool event. It's a fun event as well. But it's really kind of one of those bookmarks of life as well. I mean, when you get to prom, but like it all adds up, though. There's no question about that, because you're right. By the time you buy the dress, by the time you buy the flowers, you know, some folks decide to go the limousine route too. By the time you get the transportation and then you actually get to the prom, boy, it definitely all adds up. There's no question about that. And that's another reason why this makes this event so cool.
Right. We're really excited about it. So we hope everybody comes out and that they join us this year. We're looking forward to serving even more students this year. So I would just, like I said, I appreciate you all giving us this opportunity to come on. And we just want to make it fun and great for the girls.
Sandra, you mentioned it's the opportunity for young girls to go get the dress. But I'd imagine for a lot of people who buy those dresses for one use, it makes them happy, too, to give these to you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I've had a lot of moms say, I've been looking at my daughter's dresses in the closet, and I didn't know what to do with them. Now I can donate them to you. I'm like, yes, I'll take them for sure.
Very cool.
Very nice. So, and again, for folks who are interested in getting involved with the event, if you have some items that you would like to donate, again, you can get in touch with Sandra here. Sandra, again, that number is 440-670-3517, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and is there a place for folks to go as well if they would like to find out more about the Louise R. Johnson Memorial Fund?
Well, right now we only have a Facebook page, and you can go to that at LRJ Fund, or you can just type in the Louise R. Johnson Memorial Fund.
All righty, so if you're a Facebooker out there, you go to log on and just type in
LRJ Fund.
LRJ Fund. There you go. Now, that makes plenty of sense. Well, Sandra, we appreciate you coming on here and telling us more about the event. We look forward to it April 7th, 8th, and 9th at Greater Victory Christian Ministries in Lorain. Thank you again, Sandra.
And thank you so much for having me. I truly appreciate it. You all have a great day.
Thank you. You do the same.